So first we learn to honor God and his glory. So the first part of this prayer is directed towards God. So we learn to honor God is first. And to honor God is central. So this is the first time that Jesus taught his disciples to pray here in Matthew 6. And he did the same prayer he did it in Luke 11. And we also learn that this prayer is a model for all prayers and a pattern for all prayers. It's an expansive and comprehensive. We probably can preach a thousand sermons from this prayer because it's so comprehensive. This is all we need to know about prayer is right here in the Lord's Prayer. And today I'm going to be speaking on verse 6:11. Give us this day our daily bread. And the requirements, this prayer is the requirements to unlock the true heart of prayer, which is worship. When you come before God in prayer, you come before God in worship. Every divine resource is here in this prayer. So as we pray this prayer, I want you to remember the five P's, if we can put those up on the screen. The five P's: passion, plan, power, persistence, and prayer. Remember those. Prayer then, so he says, Jesus says in verse 9, he says, pray like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive those. Forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So let's look at our verse 11. We're going to transition from the glory of God to man's need. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, I want you to understand that we don't leave the glory of God, okay? We recognize if our needs is going to be met, God is the supplier. This prayer is not to get what you want. This prayer is not to be, amen, to manipulate God because you acknowledge his glory. And this prayer is not man-centered. Jesus is not teaching us here to pray for things that are personal, as if they, amen, belong only to us. He said, give us, amen. So when we're praying for the passion of God, we need to be praying for the community. We need to be praying for this church. We need to be praying for our families. Amen. 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 We need to be persistent in that prayer. Amen. We need to have a plan in mind, and we need to seek the mind of Christ. As we were speaking about this morning, you know, we don't pray to get what we want from God. You know, God don't give us a blank check and tell us to write to buy what we want. Look at this prayer closely. He said, give us this day our daily bread. It says, give us. So what are we praying for? What are we praying for here? It says bread. So what do we mean by bread? And this is not talking about cooked bread or flour or wheat. It stands for the temporal issues of life. The physical care. We're talking about food and clothing. The most basic to survive, to stay alive. It's a way of saying, Lord, if I'm going to survive physically, You have to be the source of my survival. How? You have to be the source of my survival. And again, it is not the necessities of life. It don't talk about what house I'm going to have, or what car I'm going to drive, or what food I'm going to eat. How? It says, Lord, just sustain my life, because I can't advance your kingdom. I can't do your will. I can't honor your name. I can't bring you glory unless I'm alive, Lord. So sustain my life. Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 20. Remember the Lord your God, it says. The whole commandment that I commanded you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that I might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with the manna. For 40 years, Jesus fed them with the manna. And look what he says, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out on you, nor your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. Just imagine, God cares for us. He meets our needs according to his riches and glory. Isn't that good? That God takes care of us. He meets our needs. And this is why Jesus says in Matthew 6:25, he said, don't be anxious for nothing. In 1 Peter 5:7, he says, casting all your cares upon Jesus because he cares for us. Amen. Jesus cares for us. Amen. He meets our deepest needs. He provides for us. And when you read God's word, you look in Exodus and you look in Deuteronomy and this world that we live in, amen, is so fruitful. We have so much in this world. This world is so plentiful. You drive along in Umatilla and Eustis and you see the cows. God has provided so much for us. Give us this day our daily bread. God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. There's nothing that we're lacking. We have everything we need. And this prayer is not only about physical provision. It can also refer to asking God to provide for our less tangible needs. In Matthew 7:7-11, Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asketh receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, being evil, knowing how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give you? Huh? God give to those, amen, who ask him, give us this day our daily bread. We have not because we haven't asked. And then the Bible goes on to say we ask amiss because we want to consume upon our lusts. Because a lot of time we ask for, amen, in the wrong attitude. We ask the wrong way. But give us this day our daily bread. And I don't want you to recognize that it's daily. Daily bread. God fed the children of Israel, amen, with manna each day. Amen. And when they ate, there was abundance. They were able to pick up leftovers. God give us more than what we need. He's the giver of good gifts. Amen. James 1 and 17 says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him gloriously give us all things? God has given us everything that we need to live this Christian life. There's nothing that we should want. Everything. God has already met our greatest spiritual need, that of forgiveness and restoration through Christ. But he does not stop there. Jesus called himself, amen, the bread of life. He's the bread of life. Huh? He's the bread of life. He's the source. Amen. He's everything that we need. He's our life. In him was the life, and that life was the light of all mankind. John 1:4. Jesus says he came to bring us abundance, abundant life. Amen. And when we hear that word abundance, we think God came to give us a whole bunch of money. But he didn't come just to give us, amen, the things that we need. But he come to give us peace. He come to give us hope. He come to give us encouragement. He come to give his life for us. Amen. That's the abundant life. Amen. When you can have peace in your heart. Amen. When you find unity. Amen, in the church. Something that we are praying for. Amen, when you can find spiritual growth in the church. God has given it to us. And we have to use what God has given to us. We have to put it to work in our lives. We wonder why churches close. Amen, and this prayer referenced our protection. God give us protection. Amen. The Bible lets us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. The Bible lets us know that God will raise up a standard against the enemy, even though the Bible says he may come in like a flood. God is our very present help. He has given us everything that we need. Give us this day our daily bread. He's the supplier. He's the sustainer of this life as Christians. He's the sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
When we're going through trying times, he's the sustainer. I saw that yesterday for experience with my wife and going through this tough time. But I saw God work yesterday.
Praise God.
Amen. I saw the presence of God move in the midst of this family. That they can come together, amen, and worship God without any fallout. He's the sustainer. He sustains us. He's the provider. He provides for us. God sustains us physically. and meets the less tangible needs of this life. More than that, he fulfills our spiritual needs. God fulfills our spiritual needs. He is the bread that satisfies our spiritual hunger. He's the bread of life. He sustains our hearts. When we ask God for our daily bread, we are humbly acknowledging him as the sole giver of all we need. Amen. Turn to your neighbor this morning and tell him, God got it. God got it. If someone come up to you and ask you, what do I need? You tell them, God got it. God has everything that you need. Amen. And I didn't know that until I came into the knowledge of who God was. God brought peace in the midst of the storm that I was going through in life. God brought courage to step out in faith, regardless of the naysayers, regardless of what they may think about me. See, because I know what God had done in my life. I know God had changed me from a wayward child to the Son of the Most High. He's a giver. God has given us all things, and he gave us his Son, Jesus. He put him to death for you and I. Amen. For this entire world, he put him to death. Amen. And we have to depend on him. Because all that cattle that I seen, God provides for that cattle. Even the rich man, God provides for him. Everything we have, it belongs to God.
Amen.
But you know, always ask, how are we handling what God has given us? How are we handling what God has given us when it comes to our children? When it comes to our jobs? When it comes to our bank accounts, when it comes to your personal life, how are you handling that? We want the mind of Christ, but are we giving Christ something to work with? We have to ask ourselves that question. Are we giving God something to work with? Or are we holding back from God? We're not giving God our all in all. The Bible said he came to give us an abundant life. God came to give us everything. But what are we giving God? I thought about this in the study. What have I given God? He's the giver. He's the sustainer. He's the provider. But what have I given him in return? Have I given him the proper praise? Have I given him the proper worship? Have I given him my life totally? We have to ask ourselves that. See, God don't give us his sustaining grace. He don't give us his mercy. Paul says, should we keep on sinning? He said, by no means. We constantly consume upon the grace of God.
Amen.
God have given us grace upon grace. God have given us every opportunity to get it right. And today you have an opportunity to get it right. God said, I'm going to give you grace today so you can get it right. Today, young people, you have a choice to get it right. We have a choice today to get it right with God. See, church is not a struggle. It's not a struggle. But you know what it is? It's a struggle within. Because we hold him back. God didn't hold back. He didn't hold back. God gave us everything. He gave us of his own life. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us. God wasn't just concerned about you and I. He was concerned about the whole world. In church, we got to be concerned about our church. We got to be concerned about this community. And that's the same thing Pastor Evan talked about last week about the culture. It's what we do in here. But church, we got to take it out there where it's going to be effective. We got to get into our community. And that's the one of the things that I'm eager to do. Amen. When I was pastoring the church, I was eager to get out there in the community. We went knocking on doors, praying for people, meeting people needs, whatever God will present to us. Amen. We would do it. We would meet that person need. We would pray for that person every Saturday. We would get out there in the community. Only what you do for God is going to last. And we can sit here and not do anything, but we got to put some foot to our talk. We can sit here and we can pray all day, but if we don't do anything about it, church, see, God did something about it. God did something about it. When he saw man going wayward, God did something about it. He sent his son to set us free. Amen. To set us free from our sins. To set us free, amen, to get into this community, amen, and tell this community the goodness of God.
Amen.
I've given you today your daily bread. He said, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to put on. Don't worry about that. God got that. You don't have to worry about that. But we are people of worry. And I think that's a trick from the enemy.
Amen.
He said, don't worry. You don't worry. When I gave God this lung disease I have, I didn't worry about it no more. I gave it to God. When I gave it to him back in 1999, I gave it to him. And today it's not active. And I give God glory. I give God honor.
Amen.
See, because I know what God did for me in my life. In church, we have to learn how to give. Jesus was the perfect example. If we don't learn anything else about this prayer, learn this, that God gave us everything that we need.
Amen.
God did not withhold any good thing from us. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. So if you're driving in a nice car, thank God for it. Thank God for it. If you're sleeping in a nice bed, thank God for it. If you got a nice bank account, thank God for it. But you know what? God didn't give us those things just to give it to us. It says give us. So that means that I got to be concerned about other people. So if my neighbor need a ride to church, I need to go pick my neighbor up. I don't need to say that I can't pick my neighbor up in my new car. Give. God gave. He gave to us everything that we need. God gave it to us. We are living day by day, one step at a time. We can only live for today. See, because the Bible lets us know that tomorrow may not be promised. We may not make it till tomorrow. We only have today. We only have right now. Day by day, he give us bread. He give us what we need to make it through that day. He sustains our life just for that day. We always want more, don't we?
Amen.
We always want more. See, my wife will tell you, I like seconds. I like to go get a second plate. Too much is never enough. We always want more. But God have given us everything that we need. I mean, even when I go through day to day, and at the end of the day, I give God glory, I give him praise, and I give him thanks. Because all the things that have happened in that day, I can say, Lord, thank you for carrying me through this day. I had some trouble in this day, but I thank God that I was able to go through. We are living day by day, one step at a time. We are exercising simple faith in him to provide just what we need. Have you ever experienced that God give you exactly what you need for that day? You going through a tough time that day, God will bring peace in the midst of your situation. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And see, I deal with the public in my profession. And sometimes they don't like it, what is going on. And sometimes I have to bring peace in that situation. See, because we have to understand that God uses man to bring about change to a dying world, don't he?
That's right.
So God's going to use every one of us to bring change. Young people, God is going to use you to bring change. He's going to use us as a community to bring change to Tavares, to bring change to Eustis, to bring change to Mount Dora. He's going to use us. Give us this day our daily bread. Every area of our life, God give us what we need. Every area of our life, God give us what we need. There's nothing we're lacking. Nothing. And we always think that we don't have enough. We always can come up with an excuse. Why I can't do this? Why I can't do that? Because I don't even understand it sometimes, how God blesses out, how God gives us. I was just thinking about that the other day. And man, how my daughter is able to go to college. She's getting a little bit of help from the government. But most of it, God give it to us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I give God the praise. I give God the glory. I think about that. I know it's no doing of mine. I know it's God in the midst of it. I know it's that God provides the way out of no way. David said he's a very present help in the time of need. We don't have a lot of money. But me and my wife, we trust God. We depend on help from God. And God provides. Every time he comes through. Every time he comes through. We can stand on God's word. We can trust God's word. We can believe God's word. Amen. Because it is truth. So yes, God sustains us physically and meets the, amen, the less tangible needs of this life. But more than that, he fulfills our spiritual need. He is the bread that satisfies our spiritual hunger. He sustains our hearts when we ask God for our daily bread. We are humbly acknowledging him as the sole giver of all we need. Church, we're living day by day, one step at a time. And all we need to do is exercise simple faith in him to provide just what we need when we need it for every area of our lives. Give us this day our daily bread.